With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I brought in a piece of music to go along with one of our performers. Wendy Hall is going to do a cabaret.
It's called Just Me, Wendy Hall, Just Me.
Well, isn't that coincidental? I brought in a copy of Judy Garland doing Just You, Just Me. Would you like to listen to some?
I love it.
Me, let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you.
You know, I'll bet that Wendy Hall does one heck of a Judy Garland.
Well, she has kind of that brassy vocal persona. I first noticed her in that way when she did Zuma Zuma with Musical Fair.
You almost can't. If you see her perform, she always puts a little twist on the move. She gives you a wink and a grimace. There's something to catch your attention.
And a grimace? You mean a wink and a nod? Though she's also a deft actress, and it's a very agreeable way to be entertained, cabaret performance.
A slap and a tickle. That's the phrase, isn't it?
All Little Dickle means when he talks of romance. That's Cole Porter.
Yes, it is.
And BUA has continued the cabaret series under the direction of Carrie Kate Abel and Wendy Hall, appearing, as they all have, with Chuck Basil.
If you enjoy cabaret, if you enjoy the intimacy of one performer in a rather cozy and intimate space, you'll probably enjoy this quite a bit.
Wendy Hall, Just Me, three nights at BUA.
Intimate is definitely not a word that you would use to describe Les Mis.
No, it's not. And Les Mis is rolling into Shays again next week.
Rolling like thunder.
Like thunder, and people buying tickets like mad. It's forever popular, one of the longest running musicals of all time.
Well, the first time that I saw it, it lasted 11 hours.
That's not true.
It seemed like it was 11 hours. I cried my eyes out, you know, on three separate hours of the night.
You do. You cry your eyes out.
And I laughed. I cried.
And wonderful melodies. The joke is from Forbidden Broadway, at the end of the play, you're another year older. I think that this is slightly
That's a funny line.
And people don't care at all. People adore Les Mis.
Let's talk a little bit about the Twilight of the Golds. It's been in Buffalo before.
It has, but now it's up at NU, the Niagara University, doing Twilight of the Golds by Jonathan Tollens. And the pretense of the play is that it is possible to determine through a genetic test whether or not a child will be heterosexual or homosexual.
That's the given.
That's the given. And so in this family with a gay activist son, a daughter becomes pregnant and she decides to have this test. And so it's what will she do? Kind of interesting that this is up at NU. BUA had done the play before to great success. By coincidence, BUA is doing another of Jonathan Tollens' plays to open next week, Secrets of the Trade.
It'll be interesting to see two Jonathan Tollens plays in 1 week, isn't it?
It will be. It will be, particularly since they don't get done that often. He's one of these people whose plays get niche followings all around the country. He never has huge success with New York critics, but audiences are fascinated by the subject matter of his plays. Always a very deft handle on what's slippery in our culture.
He grabs the audience and kind of brings them along step by step.
And absolutely tests your sense of values.
And that again, once more, is where?
That's up at NU.
For colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough.
A title and a half.
ENUF, enough.
Play by Entesaghi Shangay, which was popular for a previous generation and is now coming back. I spoke to Lorna Hill about it, Lorna C. Hill, who's directed it. She said, fascinatingly, she was expecting it to be kind of a period piece, but the young actresses doing it now find all of the same issues to be just as relevant. Isn't that both inspiring and depressing?
It's depressing, isn't it? We haven't made any progress in the last 25 years.
Well, Lorna disputes that. She says that we have made progress, but the issues are still with us. We have not come far enough. We certainly have not resolved issues. Interestingly, not as many people might expect about racism. It's more a feminist piece. It's more about being an African-American woman with the emphasis on being a woman.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.